You're listening to 1360 WNAH Nashville.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Hi, this is One of Messiah Congregation, Kahal Echad BeMashiach. We are Jews and Gentiles, and we're all one in Messiah, and we are the Israel of God. I thank you we could be here this afternoon. Thank God we could be here. This is an interesting study I have today. You know, today is, of course, we're still in the month of January, and it looks like it's the 19th today, which means it's the 29th of the 10th month of God, called Tevet.
That's right.
That's my
wife.
Tevet. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good to see you all today.
Well, you know, most people don't even know about the calendar of God, you know, because that's probably a little bit, it's never talked about in the churches. And, of course, we find this in the book of, what, Esther, chapter 2, verse 16, Tevet. Matter of fact, tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow night's the new moon.
And what does that mean to a believer?
Well, someone that reads the Bible, the new moon, and Apostle Paul cautions everyone, don't let anyone judge you pertaining to this. You better know what it is, he says. He's telling the Colossians in chapter 2, verse 16. And the reason why we take note of the new moon is so we can keep track of the months of God and also know when the feasts of the Lord are arriving. Now, we're One of Messiah Congregation. And we're here live at the studio today. If you need to talk to us, we're at 615-256-1360. 615-256-1360. We'd love to hear from you. My wife has some information she'd like to share with you about what we're going to be doing.
That's right. Angelo was on the show on News Channel 5, Faith, or it's called Issues of Faith. And it's going to be airing this weekend on Saturday, January 20th. It's going to be at 5 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, January 21st, at 5:30 and 9 o'clock a.m., and then on Monday, January 22nd, it's going to be at 7 o'clock a.m. and 6:30 p.m. So please watch Issues of Faith, and you'll see One of Messiah, Angelo Benetti, on the show.
Yes, I'm known as Malachi, and that's what they call me over there. So the first time is Saturday at 5 o'clock.
That's right, News Channel 5.
And that's p.m., of course. Well, I just thank God for that that show. And, you know, Channel 5 goes all over the state, of course. Now, we're One of Messiah Congregation. We meet right out here in Brentwood, Tennessee, and that's 605 Wilson Pike, right here in at the New Hope Community Church. You are invited anytime to come and see us. Matter of fact, we're there every Sabbath, and that's Saturday at 12 o'clock. You're invited to come to a Bible study. Come and sing with us, dance. Come and, you know, rejoice in the Lord. That's what we do. So I just praise the Lord that we are a congregation and everyone is welcome. And if you don't know the Messiah, come and find out about him. If you're Jewish, come and join us Jews. We'll read to you in Hebrew about the Messiah, the Mashiach, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen. Because there's one in Messiah. That means whether you're a Jew, Gentile, or any other nationality, when you join the Israel of God, you're one with the Israel of God. Praise the Lord.
Amen. You know, today's topic, it's pretty potent. I had a couple of questions. I put together three questions. Is the doctrine in your religion reconciled to the doctrine of Messiah? That's question one. Question two, are you reconciled to what? It better be the God of Israel, right?
Right.
Is there any other gods?
No, that's the only God. There's one God.
And then something very interesting I was reading this morning. This I don't know. I thank God for this. I wasn't thinking about this. Are you a recorder? Yeah, the Word of God.
I have a question mark on my face, so we'll have to explain the recorder.
You know, it says in the Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 2, I give you good doctrine. Forsake ye not my Torah. Forsake ye not my law. And that law, word Torah, not only means law, but it also means my teachings. So we have ki lekach tov, natati lechem, torati el ta'azovu. And that's the same thing. When I see the word lekach, that means to me, that means it's a doctrine, it's speech. It's something that is something that's some kind of instruction that's being given. And this he gives good doctrine. Tov is good. So we say to ourselves, well, why then do people say that the law of God is done away when it says right here he gives good He says, forsake ye not my law. Why is that?
I don't know. I think that people in the churches are very confused every time they see that word, the law, in scriptures, because they're told the law is done away with.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's almost like, you know what I think the problem is? It stems from most Protestant churches. They're taught only to read the Gospels and letters. No one ever reads the prophets anymore, or, of course, the Torah, the five books of Moses. I don't even know if they ever read Psalms or Proverbs anymore, do they? I know they read. All they read is, I heard ministers say they use the letters to form put together the churches of today. How could that be?
Well, if you don't follow the Torah, if you don't know the Torah, you don't know the very fundamentals of what you're talking about, the doctrine of Jesus, Yeshua.
Yes.
That is the doctrine of Yeshua.
Amen. You know, I wanted to read today 2 John. It's only one chapter, and a lot of people, they speed read it because it's so quick. John says, the elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, Emmet, not only I, but also they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake which dwelleth in us and shall be with us forever. Who's the truth? Yeshua says, I am the truth, Jesus. We like using his Hebrew name, Yeshua, because that means he will save. Remember, we're at 256-1360 at any point of this conversation. Call us if you have something to say. Apostle the John, he goes, grace be unto you, mercy and peace from God the Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son and of the Father, in truth and love. And John says, I rejoiced greatly that I found of my children walking in truth. Of course, this letter is to a church, you know, and it's his children, yes. It says, as we have received a commandment from the Father, and now I beseech thee, lady, not as though I wrote a new commandment unto you, but that which we have from the beginning. So the commandments are from the beginning. And this one, of course, that we should love one another.
That's right, because that's in Leviticus,
yeah,
from the beginning.
Chapter 19, verse 18, it says, thou shalt not avenge nor bear a grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. And you can find, of course, Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, quotes that in Matthew 22, 36, 37, and 38. He calls it in 39, he actually calls it the second great commandment. You know, the first great commandment is to love the Lord thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Of course, he's quoting Deuteronomy there. A lot of people don't know that Yeshua is quoting the Torah. They think that he just made that up, like, right there.
Well, you know, they asked him, what is the greatest commandment in your law?
Yeah.
So that is from the Torah.
That's Matthew
exactly.
22:36.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't see where it says, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Now, Yeshua had an opportunity to say right there, there is no law. It's done away, like the churches. Would that be ridiculous?
That's right, because if you're without law, you're just going to perish. You have to be in the law of God.
What is sin?
Sin is the transgression of the law.
Really?
Yes.
John said that. John's a very bold disciple, and his book needs to be read by a lot of church people.
That's right.
So this law is perfect. Now, I'm going to go back to John, 2 John. It's only one chapter, verse 6. And this is love. What is love? Is it roses, chocolate, tickets to the movies? No, that we walk after his commandments. That's love. And this is the commandment that, as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it.
That's right, because the commandments were given in the Torah, in the beginning.
And the Torah, we always want to make sure it's the law or the teachings of the Messiah, the doctrine. You know, there's many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah and that he's come in the flesh, and not just the flesh of Israel. This is a deceiver and an anti-Messiah, anti-Christ. Think of all the people and all the religions you know that don't confess that Yeshua is from the tribe of Judah, which is from Israel, Jacob, and that he is not come in the flesh, and that he isn't the Son of God. They're anti-Messiah. I mean, isn't there a lot of religions fall in that category?
Of course there is.
You know, this is very important. It says, look to yourselves that you lose none of those things which we have wrought, but that you receive a full reward. Verse 9 says, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of the Messiah, Christ, you don't have God.
And again, what is transgression?
Transgression is a sin.
That's right.
Breaking sin, the law.
And sin is the transgression of the law.
And what's the doctrine of the Messiah? That he came in the flesh of Israel, and that he is the Word of God made flesh. And if you don't believe that, you're not of God. Wow. Now, we're not going to point at any religions, but think of all the religions that do not believe that Yeshua is the Word of God, who is God made flesh.
That's right. And now let's even make that world smaller. How many of the ones that say that Jesus came in the flesh, how many are keeping his commandments that were from the beginning?
You know, some people, we talk about the commandments. You know, I immediately bring up the Ten Commandments, which is in Exodus chapter 20, Deuteronomy chapter 5. And if we can't get past those commandments, right? I mean, there's plenty of other things God wants you to do, because you're supposed to be separate. You're supposed to be different. If you don't feel that you're on the straight and narrow, if you don't feel separate, then you're not serving the Lord. I already know that. If you don't feel separate, if you don't feel like, you know, different than most than the majority of people, then you're not. You're tricking yourself. If you don't feel like you're on the straight and narrow, in other words, it's a few there'll be that find it, not everybody, right?
That's right.
That's a measuring stick. You should think that over. He that abided in the doctrine of the Messiah, which is Christ, he had both the Father and the Son. That is the doctrine. There's the Father, and he sent forth his word, which is a Son. And it isn't a Son like you have a Son, but it's the Word of God made flesh. This Messiah, this body that was prepared, the Word was in him to the fullness. And I just praise the Lord for that. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, that means any. That means your friends, your relatives, your mother, your grandmother, your children, your grandchildren. If anyone brings this if they don't bring this doctrine unto you, you're supposed to receive him not into your house. It says, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. So don't let anyone come to your house. Don't receive anyone into your house if they're not receiving this doctrine. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house. Think about that. Now, does that sound like if they only come into your house and bring in a doctrine? This says, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine.
Right. So if they're bringing another doctrine.
Right.
Then, you know, you can't let them speak of another doctrine in your house.
Exactly. I would tell them either silence on that topic or you're going to have to leave.
So when the Jehovah Witnesses come to your house, don't let them talk about their doctrine. Talk about the Lord's doctrine.
Or any other doctrines, you know, from
that,
and that goes from Islam to the Moonies. You know, if anybody brings any other doctrine. So you got to be real careful.
That's right. If the Catholics are coming in and telling you should pray to Mary, you show them in the Bible where you can't do that.
That's right. You know, we don't follow the Maccabees that even talk about praying to the dead. That's like a purgatory kind of deal.
That's right.
You know, Judaism in the Talmud has something like that too. Now remember, we're at 256-1360. That's 615-256-1360. We're right here at the studio. Is any of these topics, we're trying to instigate a conversation here. Is anyone out there listening?
Yeah, let's just talk about the Ten Commandments. It says that sin is a transgression of the law. So let's talk about the Ten Commandments. Does anybody out there have a problem with keeping the Ten Commandments? You think you can't keep them?
I don't think most churches around here never heard of the Fourth Commandment.
That's right. It's a Sabbath.
When is that?
It's on Saturday.
Real? When does it start?
It starts at sunset Friday night to sunset Saturday night.
So it's going to start tonight at sundown, yes. And it's the Sabbath of the Lord. It's not the Sabbath of the Jews. It's not the Sabbath of anybody else. Let's see if this is a question or comment. Is this a question or comment for one of Messiah?
Yes, a question.
Sure.
Jesus never was in the scripture called Lord God.
Okay. Jesus.
That's his Father.
Okay, thank you. Well, Jesus is God, and Jesus even says that he said that he was in the church in the wilderness. Yes, he is God, and he's the word of the Lord made flesh.
That's right. The rock that followed them in the wilderness was Christ.
That rock was Messiah.
He was there from everlasting to everlasting.
Yes, there's some people out there don't believe that Jesus is the word of God made flesh. In other words, the word was God. And, of course, that's anyone who writes books like that, they ought to throw them away. And anyone who does not believe that Yeshua is the word of God made flesh, you need to go maybe reread the Bible.
That's right, because if you think a man can die for your sins,
that would be ridiculous.
Then that's totally against Torah. A man cannot die for your sins.
Yeah, we don't even entertain that kind of... That's a silly,
silly
thing to say. So we don't entertain anything like that, because if Yeshua is not the Word of God made flesh, then he could never die for your sins, right?
And what are we doing
here? There wouldn't be any gospel shows. Anyway, getting back to the Jewish way of looking at things and the Hebrew way, with Hebrew eyes, getting back to John... So we're not letting that doctrine into our house.
That's right. Your doctrine, sir, will not enter this house.
And we're not going to bid you Godspeed either.
Nope. Just goodbye.
Otherwise, we're partaker of your evil deeds.
That's right. Because saying that Jesus is not God manifest in the flesh,
then it's we're all wasting our time.
We're wasting our time, and that's a very evil doctrine, and it will not be entertained here.
Having many things to write unto you would not with paper and ink, but I trust to come unto you and speak to you face to face, that our joy may be full, and that the children, it says, the children of the elect, sister, greet thee, amen. You know, this word doctrine, musa in Hebrew, musa ha valim. You got to watch out, havel. Havel is vanity. Havelim. You got to watch out for the doctrine of vanities. It says that in Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 8. You got to be careful for doctrines of vanities. So the word Musa, this doctrine, you know, it's more than what you think. It's not just some written words on a paid paper, but it's properly like a chastisement. It's figuratively reproving, warning of or instruction. It's like talking about restraint, you know, and it's talking about, you know, chastening, to check yourself, correction. Doctrine is there's a lot to that word in the Hebrew, that is. It's like rebuke, reproof. And when you parse it down to the yasar, that means to chasten. It means it's the same thing. It means to make sure you correct, you reprove, you teach. And that's when you look at the Hebrew words. So this word doctrine, musa, is very important. And lekach is also a doctrine. Remember I was saying that earlier. Lekach means also, it's a doctrine of, you know, speech. It's properly something received. In other words, something that's been received by the congregation of the Lord throughout time. This is what we're trying to bring back to people, this doctrine. So the question is, are you bringing this doctrine? What doctrine do you have? if you don't bring this doctrine, that Messiah is the word of God made flesh. I just finished reading this in chapter 2 of John. If you bring not this doctrine, you're an antichrist. Isn't that weird? John is very bold. This is John the disciple.
A lot of people do not like to read 1 John and 2 John for that same reason, because he is very bold. You know, he says things that, he says, whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. But he also says, listen to this, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Okay, that's what keeping the commandments is. But he says, he that committeth sin is of the devil.
Yeah.
So, but the churches will say that everybody sins. But John says, if you commit sin, you are of the devil.
Well, that's because they don't know the difference between sinning ignorant and sinning willingly, you know, presumptuous. Now, remember, we're at 256-1360. If you'd like to hear the Bible from Jewish eyes, Jewish-Hebrew perspective, we're one of Messiah congregation. And we can back up everything we say with the Scriptures and the Hebrew Bible. We don't follow, tales of people. I see in the Scriptures that the Lord even warns to be careful of the doctrine of the Pharisees. There's a lot of doctrines floating around. Pharisees, Sadducees, the doctrine of the Nicolaitans and Revelations. You know, we have to make sure we adorn the doctrine of God and our Savior in all things. You know, it's such an amazing thing. You know, I remember when Jesus said, and he says in Matthew 24, he says, I will say I never knew you. That sounds like God to me.
That's right. He is a judge. It says, that's right. You know, because they're going to say, you know, Lord, Lord, haven't we healed in your name? Haven't we done all kinds of miracles in your name? But he says, I will say, I never knew you.
Really? Wow.
So can a man be the judge of all?
I doubt it.
It would be God, of course.
Of course. I don't know any man that by whom all things consist, and he is before all things. I don't know anybody that was from everlasting, unless he's Superman. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's right. And Jesus, when he came, Yeshua in Hebrew, he didn't bring another doctrine. He is God from everlasting to everlasting. So therefore, he did not bring a new doctrine to the people of God. He was the result of the everything the sacrifices were about the Messiah to come. And he fulfilled all of those prophecies of the Messiah that was to come. He is the Messiah.
Of course. He's the Word of God made flesh. It says, it's so clear. I mean, if you read Hebrew, you could find out in the Hebrew Bible who the Messiah is. I ask any Jewish people out there that are listening, if you don't know the Messiah, I'd be glad to show you in your Hebrew Bible who the Messiah is, what he would be doing, where he'd be born, you know, what his ministry would be, how he would die. I would even show you his resurrection. So, I say, please come and visit us at One of Messiah Congregation. We'll be there tomorrow at 12 o'clock at the New Hope Community Church, 605 Wilson Pike. We're a people that get together. We read the Bible together. And we don't allow any other doctrines to come into our church, by the way. But if you do want to come to learn and study, you're welcome. I just thank God that we could get together. So are you a recorder like Jehoshaphat, the son of Ahiah? He was a recorder. And so was Joah, the son of Asaph. He was a recorder. In other words, Hamazkir. You know, I look at the word mazkir, I see that that's from the word zachar. And the zachar means to remember. Remember that?
That's right.
So a recorder is someone that makes you remember.
Oh, that's
just like
good.
The word, I'll show you a very interesting word also. You know when you see the word scribe?
Yes.
In Hebrew, that's ha sofer. In regular conversational Hebrew, sofer is a book. Sofer is a scribe. Just like mazkir is a recorder, zachor is to remember. And that's what we're trying to get everyone to do. We want you to read in the book, and we want you to remember. So we want everyone to be like a scribe and a recorder. And we want you to not only be a recorder, but we want you to tell this to other people. You know, we're One of Messiah Congregation. Go on our website anytime. That's oneinmessiah.net. oneinmessiah.net. Please, we'd love you to listen to some of our studies. We have 24/7 studies and audios and videos. You know, so time just goes fast here. You know, I want to tell you 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, it says there's three that bear record. So if you got to be a recorder, you got to bear record. In other words, you have to record. And there's three that bear record in heaven. And who are they? The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost, yeah.
And these three are one.
Amen.
It says right here, the Word is the same as the Father.
That's what it says. What's
Isaiah chapter 9, 6 say? Let's look that up. I'll read some more John while my wife is looking that up. He that believeth on the Son had the witness in himself. He that believeth not God had made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. If you don't believe the record that God gave of his Son, you've making God a liar.
Would you like to hear the record?
Yeah, let's hear some of the record.
The record, and this record is Isaiah 9, verse 6. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God.
The Son is the Mighty God?
Yes, the Everlasting Father.
The Son is the Father.
The Prince of Peace.
No wonder why there's three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And they're one, Echad.
That's right. And what was he called in the New Testament scriptures? Emmanuel.
Emmanuel. Yes, God
with
us. Yes,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Is this a question or comment for One of Messiah?
Yes, it is. This is Sister Z from Jacksonville, Florida. Don't forget, you'll be online tonight on Power Talk at sunset with the reading of the Torah. If anyone want to know anything or understand anything from that, then they're welcome to come on Power Talk at sunset. That'll be 4, 5. Well, you give the time. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Well, thank you very much.
That's our wonderful Sister Z in Florida. Praise the
God
Lord.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Well, Shabbat shalom to you out there tonight. You know, it's very important. It says, this record, it says, this is the record that God had given to us, eternal life. And guess what? The life's in the Son. So if you don't, not only the Son, the life's in His Son.
Amen. And of course, it fulfills all the prophecies of the Messiah.
The life's in His Word.
In the Word. That's right.
That's right. It says, and he that had the Son had life. He that had not the Son of God had not life. That's right. In other words, if you don't, the Son is the Word of God. If you don't have the Word of God, you do not have life.
Well, and if you have the Word of God, you have to read the entire Word of God. Because if you look at all of the, what you call the New Testament scriptures, there's so many scriptures from what you call the Old Testament scriptures, which we call the Tanakh. And so how can the whole Old Testament be gone? It's not. That's the answer.
That's right.
The answer. The Ten Commandments, you tell me how the Messiah coming fulfilled the commandments. It doesn't.
No, you must keep His commandments.
You have to keep His commandments. Praise the Lord.
Amen. John 3:36 says, he that believeth on the Son had everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides upon him. You know, this half hour, I don't know why it goes so fast. This is probably the fastest time of my life. We are one of Messiah congregation. Kahal Chad BeMashiach. We are Jews and Gentiles that believe in the Messiah. And we're all one. We're all the Israel of God. There's no difference, you know. The Ezrach, the homeborn, and the Gerim, the strangers. Once we all do tshuva and we turn and repent of our sins, we come to God. And we thank God for the blood of the Messiah, Jesus. By grace, we are saved through faith. And now that we're children of the living God, we want to keep His commandments to show we love Him. Is that so hard?
Well, that's right, because before we were saved, we weren't keeping His commandments. So now we're saved by the blood of the Messiah, and you have to take that seriously. You have to turn from all those old sins and walk with the Lord. And how do you walk with Him? But you keep His commandments.
You know, this we do a live broadcast every Friday, Lord willing, and I know there's people out there listening. You know, maybe you're shy, or we'd love to hear from you. Get on my website anytime, oneofmessiah.net. Email me. Let me know what you think. Call us up. You know, we're going to be on TV tomorrow at 5 o'clock on Issues of Faith.
News Channel 5.
News Channel 5. It might be Channel 50 cable. Double check that on TV. Come visit us tomorrow, 12 o'clock Central Time. We're at the New Hope Community Church right here in Brentwood, Tennessee, 605 Wilson Pike. You're invited anytime to come and talk to us. But we don't allow any other doctrines. You know, we're not going to dispute doctrines. We're here to study the scriptures, and it's the Sabbath of the Lord. And tomorrow night's even special because it's the new moon, Rosh Chodesh, a new month of God. It's going to be the 11th month, which is called Shavuot. Shavuot. And that's found in Zechariah chapter 1, verse 7.
Praise the Lord. And excuse me. If you're going to a church and you can look around and you think that there's something wrong, because you know the Bible says that He demands a holy people. If your congregation isn't a holy people, think about it and think why that's so. And I encourage you, or we encourage you so much, to pick up your Bible and to read every word. And then you'll have more understanding. Ask for understanding from the Lord and wisdom, and if you ask, you will receive it.
Yeah, just make sure you're reconciled to the right God. There's only one God, Echad, the God of Israel. Make sure you are a recorder. Make sure you're remembering, and you're making people remember, because you're telling them to keep the commandments. And also, make sure that you're reconciled to the God of Israel. It's so important. You know, I thank God we could be here. We're trying to bring people back to the former state of the Bible. That's why we're doing this. We're trying to reconcile you back to the harmony of the Gospels that correlates to, of course, the Torah and the Tanakh. So join the people of God. We say shalom, shalom out there. God bless you. Baruch Hashem Yeshua from the Jews that believe in the Messiah, and we're all one in God. Shalom.
This is Ian Stephen listening in Australia on the World Wide Web. I'm enjoying the inspired preaching, anointed ministry, and the great gospel music of WNAH. So keep it coming. Thanks to you, the whole world just got a little bit more inspired.